Well, we do indeed want to thank everybody for coming tonight and for making the commitment to spend the weekend with us for the conference. I know some of you have endured a bit of snow already to get here, and we're just very glad all the work and all the preparation is too late to do anything more. You're here, and we're trusting God for a great weekend together. I spoke with a customer of mine this afternoon in Loveland, Colorado, where they told me it was 65 degrees today. So take heart, it's on its way. It'll be here by maybe May or June. This meeting will be for prayer and ministry. And then our brother David Valance has been asked to take the ministry portion of the meeting tonight. And the first meeting tomorrow is at 10 o'clock. There is a gathering for the young and the young at heart at the Rando Activity Center tonight after this meeting on Shirley Drive. If you need help getting there, there are plenty of people here who can do that for you, or see me if you need a ride. And I think that's all of the announcements for tonight. I'll just make a few prayer requests that we already have. Obviously, for those who are still traveling to get here, and then for gospel meetings in Sarnia, Ontario, with Brian Joyce and Bill Seal, and in Marion, Iowa, with Stu Thompson and Paul Barnhart, and in Stout, Iowa, with John Procopio and John Meekin. Remember the conference this weekend in Arlington, Washington as well. And then I got a note from Heather Orr today. She always is here for our conference weekend, but some of you probably know that she is in Africa. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of the village she's in, or I'll pronounce it differently every time, but she's using her skills and her dental experience there, so might remember her and others in Zambia. It's in Zambia, Africa. And then for the Martin family here in Jackson, our sister Margaret Martin, 88, went home to heaven this past week, and the funeral and visitation will be Monday from 9:30 to 11, and the funeral is at 11 at the J.L. Watson Funeral Home on Spring Arbor Road. Just an update, again, mainly for the Christians here, that my grandson Hudson had surgery on his eye on Thursday, and he's doing well. And then remember our sister Virginia Murphy, and our brother Peter Ramsey, who was going to be here with us but is unable because of his recent broken arm. And then also remember Michelle Dennison as she recovers from recent surgery. And pray for Rob and Lizzie Van Dorn's daughter Esme, who has been diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. For Barbara Sarlo and Michael Stevens, Paul McDonald, and Mark Taylor, to just mention a few.